Let's take some more calls though, from around the country and go to Neil in the Huon Valley, lovely part of the world. G'day, Neil. Welcome to the program.
How are you going?
Yeah, good.
Look, Tasmania is Australia's only state and one of the only places in the world that deliberately targets native marsupials with 1080. Now, 1080 is a highly toxic substance that kills possums, wallabies, bettongs, wombats,
sure,
potoroos,
yep,
that graze on plantation seedlings, which replace clear-felled native forests. Now, these poison carrots, of course, are left around the seedlings for animals to pick up. Now, not only is this sandy barbarically cruel and at variance with Tasmania's clean green image, there's been absolutely no long-term studies on the effects of 1080 on native carnivorous marsupials, which are known to eat the poison carcasses. Now, we have less than 200 breeding pairs of the wedge-tailed eagle.
I was just going to say, what about the raptors? Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Well, there have been no studies on them long-term and the long-term effects of 1080 as they feed on dying marsupials. And also, the poor old Tasmanian devils are in massive decline over here due to a cancer causing virus.
Yeah, horrible. I was talking to Nick Mooney about that horrible stuff.
Yep. It's appalling, yep, and it's really a big worry. Now, there, again, have been absolutely no long-term studies on the long-term biological effects of them eating 1080 poison carcasses, courtesy of the forest industries.
Okay, Neil,
all these animals live, Sandy, on the edge at the very best of times, and adding 1080 to their diet, courtesy of the forest industries, is pushing them over the edge. And with this huge push to replace native forests with plantations, there's never been such a huge amount of 1080 poisoning on this island.
Okay, Neil, I have to leave there and move on. Thank you for that.